just a minute or two here on Anything Goes, but from his brand new album, On Broadway. Here's David.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady to me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. No, it is not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So, let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It is unfair. It is not nice. And a lady doesn't wander all over the room, man, though on some other guy's side. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stay with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Yeah, luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
And Hampton Calloway on Anything Goes with Lee savory, wishing you and your family the happiest of holiday seasons here tonight. Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me with that track from David Campbell? Well, if you're not familiar with David Campbell, he's one of Australia's most popular entertainers. He's a multi-platinum selling recording artist. He's been featured on TV, starred in theater and cabaret, and recorded four top 10 albums. He's sold out concerts from coast to coast. And, well, you're going to become familiar with him any minute now because I've got him on the line all the way from the West Coast. He's got a unique legacy as not just one of Australia's leading musical theater stars, but also one of the few local performers to have achieved similar success here in the big city. Born and raised in Adelaide, Australia, well, he was drawn to the performing arts as an actor initially, but then he started performing at the Sydney Opera House and starred in a major revival of Les Miserables. Then he moved to New York, and his downtown cabaret show, which some of you may have seen, generated such a buzz that Time Out New York described it as the biggest buzz since Barbra Streisand, if you can believe that. And he's performed on Broadway. And in recent years, he's been part of the Australian entertainment industry and expanded his world with appointment as artistic director of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. He's got a brand spanking new album, which we've been listening to this morning, called On Broadway, produced by Luckiest Productions, which involves his wife and his new son, and we'll talk about them in a minute. And by the way, he's got a new show, you guys, that premiered, and the guests include Alan Cummings, Stephen Schwartz, John Kander, Mark Shaman, and more. And Anything Goes is pleased to introduce you and welcome David Campbell this morning. Good morning, David Campbell.
Good morning, Lise. How are you?
I am well, sir. How are you?
Really good, actually.
I'm glad to hear it. You actually left New York at the perfect moment. You were here when it was warm, and now it's freezing.
I've heard you having, like, flurries and lots of stuff. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, no, I wouldn't say it's terrible, but it's certainly not as lovely as it was when you had your Sony CD release party on Tuesday at the Australian consulate.
No, that was a really nice, balmy little evening, and, you know, just like what we Australians, you know, imagine it's going to be like.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's turning into summer in Adelaide, Australia right about now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I actually live in Sydney most of the time. We spend half our time in Adelaide, but it's beautiful. And I mean, that's the thing about you come over here to and you guys really know how to spend Christmas because it feels like Christmas. In Australia, we're wearing shorts and T-shirts. It's terrible Christmas.
That's really kind of confusing, but I guess you get used to that. So, but all of your icons are the same, right? So you've got, like, sleighs and snow and stuff, but you're all wearing shorts?
Yeah, I mean, we all try and go for it, and, you know, we... You know, I mean, I can't imagine those poor guys who play Santa, what they're doing. I mean, they must have, like, ice packs in their suits.
Well, you know, I'm sure those guys who work for at Disney, at Epcot, know about that year-round.
Those suits must stink.
Which brings me, wait a minute, David, I need to say the heck with you. Let's talk about the new love of your life, Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cutie pie. How old is he?
Leo is 6 months this week.
Congratulations. What eyes. What a face. I'm smitten.
I know. He is adorable. And it was his 22nd flight the other day from New York to San Francisco.
Oh, my Lord. How incredibly irresponsible.
No, he's a great tourer. He's going to fit in with what the parents do.
That's amazing. 22 flights by 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And yes, I had the opportunity to meet your lovely wife. And you guys have a production company together you call Luckiest Productions. Explain that to me.
Well, Luckiest Productions really started because I released a couple of swing albums in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And I'd worked at the Opera House with a producer who, he's a great producer, but, had so much control over the show that I was trying to do that when I got to doing the swing sessions, which is the first album we released on Sony Music, we were asked to do a tour, asked by several producers if they could come along and produce it. And, you know, Lisa and I looked at each other and went, you know, I really didn't have a good experience with that. I really wanted to control the show. Look, you know, why don't we just do it ourselves, see what happens, and if it fails, then, you know, we'll, you know, bury our heads in the sands and go along with the norm. And it actually worked. So now we can do it all ourselves. We employ people, and Luckiest Productions is not only doing my tours, but we're producing other people's cabaret shows. You know, we've been employed by the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. So, I mean, it's had a big leap in three years now it's been going.
Wow, only 3 years. Mm. That's actually is an awful lot. And the fact that you have been taken on as director of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, congratulations, that's fantastic.
And thank you. It's a wonderful festival. If people really want to sort of get out of the desperate New York summers, which I know can be quite hellish, come down to Adelaide in the winter, which is very, very mild, not like you're having it all, more like a West Coast winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and okay. We have, you know, over, you know, 150 acts from around the world. Natalie Cole was our headliner last year. Bernadette Peters was our first year headliner. It's a great festival.
Well, we'll keep that in mind, David Campbell. And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, speaking with Aussie crooner David Campbell, and hopefully becoming more familiar to you, because is this your fourth album for Sony?
It's my fourth album. It's the first one of the Sony albums that's been released here.
Okay.
Sony Masterworks.
Okay.
But it's my fourth album. I found a lot of people at shows. We did a show last night here in San Francisco, and a lot of people have got the other albums off Amazon. You guys love Amazon.
Well, it's efficient.
It is efficient. You're good hunter-gatherers with music. I appreciate that.
I love the Aussie references, David Campbell. So how did you choose the tunes? I mean, you obviously have a remarkable instrument, and it must be difficult for you to decide what songs you're going to put on any given CD. So what's your artistic process like in putting it together?
With this one, with On Broadway, I mean, we're very mindful of the fact, and I'm not trying to criticize anybody, but we didn't want to make your typical leading man album, you know, where you're just, I'll just do the new song by Lloyd Webber and, just hit all the major shows that are out there and sort of make it one long audition. We, you know, Rob Fisher and I wanted to make it just a bit more interesting than that. And so we sort of drew the line in the sand under Oklahoma, where, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein drew the line in the sand on Broadway and changed things forever. And then we moved forward through the years and tried to hit every composer that we could. And, you know, we missed out quite a few vital ones, and maybe that's the next album. But, you know, we really wanted to try and hit the really interesting songs over Broadway, and not necessarily always guy songs.
Absolutely. And that's kind of noticeable. I can say that since it's Ira Gershwin's birthday and you don't have any Gershwin, that has to be the next album.
Yeah, I think we also miss out Irving Berlin. I mean, there's quite a few holes there. I mean, it could have been a double record very easily, but unfortunately I didn't have the budget.
Well, completely understandable, but that gives us something to look forward to, David Campbell.
And me too.
Absolutely. That's a good way, that's a good thing to remind us of. Now, I hope you can stick around, because I've got another track from On Broadway queued up, and I'm hoping you'll set it up for us, David.
Sure.
How about When I Get My Name in Lights from Legs Diamond?
Well, yeah, a lot of people might know this from the very attractive Hugh Jackman playing one of the most sexiest Peter Allens I've ever seen in my life. I think even Peter himself would have been impressed. In fact, when I die, I'd like Hugh Jackman to play me. It was from Boy from Oz 2, but I didn't really love the Boy from Oz version, so I've taken it back to Peter's original stab at it, which is from the wonderful musical Legs Diamond, which unfortunately is a great score, but didn't quite work. Probably, I'm thinking, because people didn't really want to see the wonderfully camp and outrageous Peter Allen play gangster. I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still such an incredible songwriter, an amazing talent, and an inspiration for a lot of Australians. Because when I came to New York, you guys were just like still, you know, missing Peter very desperately, especially in the clubs and cabaret circuit where he really made a breakthrough. So this is my tribute to him.
Oh, lovely. And we'll be back with more with David Campbell after we hear David Campbell and When I Get My Name in Lights, which he has apparently already done right here on Anything Goes. And by the way, you guys, we'll be giving you a chance to win this CD as soon as we finish talking to David. So make sure you stick around and keep this number handy, 201-692-2012. That's after the interview.
I'd dance and I'd sing, I'd do anything just to get my name in lights. I gotta try and hit those heights now that I'm free as a breeze again, holding them on knees again. And soon they'll all know my name, I'll have fortune and fame when I get my name in lights. It can happen overnight in these modern times. Here in the jazz age, the world is at a crazy state. You can be famous and cause a panic if you slick back your hair, then you fly the Atlantic. That's why I won't let go till I'm on radio. And when you come and see the sights, that'll be my name spelled right, lighting up Times Square. I'd set on a flagpole whatever's the rate, just to get my Fauci on the front page, and just to get my name. I'm living life from this very day. New York, I'm on my way. I'll be known for my charm, my sparkle and wit. Even Clara Bow will admit I got it when I get my name. When I get my name. When I get my name right.
Yeah, Mr. David Campbell from his brand new album on Sony Masterworks on Broadway, and we'll be giving you a chance to win a copy of that album with When I Get My Name in Lights and, well, a whole bunch of other fantastic Broadway tunes in just a minute or two here on Anything Goes. Right now we're talking to David Campbell. David, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Otherwise, I'd be sitting here with egg on my face. I hate when that happens.
No, I would never let that happen to you. Are you going to give away free copies of my CD? Free?
Just, well, you know.
I'll call my agent about this. This is disgusting.
It's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. So, David, you have a very powerful vocal instrument. Tell us how that evolved for you and how you knew it existed. Did you just start singing when you were a kid?
Well, my dad has an extremely loud and paint-stripping instrument.
paint-stripping?
Yeah, that's how he described it. No, my dad's a rock and roll and soul singer in Australia and a very legendary one.
No kidding.
So I watched him blast the back off arenas growing up. So, you know, singing loud, you know, without microphones has always been a bit of a thing. I guess growing up with the pub rock circuit in Australia as well, with bands like, you know, Midnight Oil and In Excess, where you sort of, you have to be loud to be noticed is another thing. And then, you know, some of my favorite singers were big. Ethel Merman, Sammy Davis Jr. You know, all of a sudden, I gravitated to that sort of singing as well. Now, I love a bit of finesse, and I love a bit of Chet Baker or Sinatra as much as the next guy, but deep down in my soul, there's a, you know, an old-school Al Jolson-style entertainer that's waiting to get out.
Oh, isn't that interesting? And how did you gravitate towards Broadway if you were growing up with rock and roll and blues?
Well, I didn't really grow up with that. We grew up with that as a society, but my grandmother raised me. My dad was too young and my mum was too young. My grandmother raised me, and she was the one who listened. She used to watch old movie musicals, and she used to listen to Johnny Mathis or Nat King Cole or Sinatra. And so I didn't, you know, while a lot of American kids would be listening to cast recordings and saying, you know, one day I'm going to go to Broadway, I would have to figure out that this song somewhere is actually from West Side Story. What's West Side Story? I'd have to go look it up, you know, and not, and have to learn that way, as opposed to just having the cast recording and knowing it all intrinsically.
Oh, that's very interesting. So you had sort of an eclectic background, and it was your grandmother who was responsible for introducing you to the American popular song, right? There's no good term for classic Broadway and the kind of tunes that we all call standards. At least I don't think there is one. If you come up with one, David Campbell, you let me know.
No, I mean, I think the American Songbook is probably the best way of putting it, because it is something that you guys have created and do very, very well. I mean, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I don't see anyone else in the world writing classic standards like that. You know, I mean, yes, you could put your hand up for maybe, you know, the French and things like that, but it's not as far-reaching as what you guys have done. And that was interesting to me. You mentioned the TV special we did for Australia, which is, you know, I guess the companion piece to On Broadway. We're hoping that PBS or somebody pick it up here. They're very interested. But it was that thing as well, is that you guys know this. You guys live and breathe Broadway. And for me, I wanted to have that outsider's perspective, because there is a world out there who actually don't know who Irving Berlin is, or don't know that it's Ira Gershwin's birthday and that he's not married to George. You know, there are people out there who just, they still don't know that, you know. And so my sort of view was to sort of take the sort of, why did these songs get written? Why is Broadway so important? Around the fact, and we sort of did it around the fact that I recorded an album and I had pressure of that, doing that as well. That was our sort of, I guess, reality drama. But on top of that was me asking questions to John Kander and Steve Schwartz, is, you know, what drew you to this? Why did you come to Broadway? I mean, they could have gone to the Brill Building, or they could have, you know, hit the West Coast and gone to Haight-Ashbury. I don't know. But they did this instead, and there's a draw, and what was that? So it made it makes the album, you know, a bit more interesting as well. So, because I don't like, you know, I'm sorry, I keep talking, Lisa, and I'll jump in with the question, but I don't like the fact that we've become a society where we can just download tracks. I like to still make albums that are complete albums, so I try to give that little journeys in there, and this was another way of making that journey.
I get that completely, David Campbell. And by the way, you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, speaking with Australian vocalist David Campbell, who has a brand spanking new album on Sony Masterworks called On Broadway. I don't know, David, that, and don't apologize for speaking, you're very interesting to listen to. I don't know that everybody realizes that when an artist puts an album together, they're actually creating like a painting. And I think that you're right, that is getting lost when people are downloading tracks. So,
well, I also think, and I'm not going to draw anybody out here, but I also think it's creating a lot of artists out there who just go, look, as long as we have three great tracks, we can, these tracks are good enough. And record companies saying that, you know, oh, well, you know, that's a great album track. They'll literally, I've been in meetings where they'll say that, oh, that's a good album track. And it's like, well, what if it's not a good album? What if we just make an album that's good? And so every track's great, and that interests me far more than just like, oh, I mean, I don't write, you know, I take from the popular songbook, but you know, every song is great. So how do we, you know, what structure do we put it in so that when you listen to it, you start at the top of the album and you get a journey all the way through to the end? Like, even though it's not the right sort of demographic to what I'm speaking of here, but something like Dark Side of the Moon or Bat Out of Hell, you know, these albums have real journeys, you know, and that interests me.
And the Anything Goes audience, many, many folks are familiar with a whole cross section of genres, which is why this is Anything Goes. And you know, I hope, David, that you will...
Oh, good. I thought it was just a Cole Porter hour that I was speaking.
Well, you and I can talk about that when we're not live, and I'll tell you what some people do think it is. But anyway, I can't let you go without asking you about working with Rob Fisher and with Bill Elliott, because the arrangements on this album are... Holy Moses, you must have been pinch me. I cannot believe this is happening.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Rob and I worked... Rob was one of the first people ever to cast me in New York at Babes in Arms for the Encore series, and then we worked together again on Saturday night, the Sondheim show at Second Stage. And when the record company in Australia said, what do you want to do for your next album? And I said, I know exactly what I want to do. Let me do a Broadway album in America, and I'll ask some of my friends to be involved. And I instantly called up Rob and said, I've got this thing. Do you want to do it? It was Rob that said, I know exactly who should do the arrangements. There's this guy, Bill Elliott, who had the Bel Air Swing Orchestra in the West Coast, and he just said, we've got to use him. He's the type of guy that you would love. And it was just the ideal team. We also used Mark Lynette, who is to engineer and co-produce the album, who is Brian Wilson's engineer. So he really knew how to do that orchestral sound and modern orchestral sound.
Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
For the Beach Boys, that's right. He did Smile. He did the Smile and Oh, You Lucky Son. So, you know, he'd been working with orchestral stuff, modern orchestral things. So, you know, we had this amazing team of guys who Look, I think you have to surround yourself with great people when you do stuff like this. And these are the best, and they know what they're doing. They know where all the bodies are buried. They know how to find it. You know, they are just the best.
Interesting metaphor.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, in any case, you guys, David, I hope that we will find you touring New York again soon. We know you just concluded a run at Feinstein's, and that Luckiest Productions brings you here, you and your lovely wife, Lisa, and the adorable Leo, who I'm sorry to say, as brilliantly talented as you are, sir, will upstage you every single time.
Oh, he already is.
Congratulations on the release of On Broadway, and I hope that you will give us the opportunity to speak with you again, David Campbell.
I'd love that. Thank you for having me on your show, and I really do appreciate the listeners out there, you know, me taking up your time.
All right, I got one more queued up to take us out, David. If you wouldn't mind setting up All I Care About, Candor and Ebb.
Well, I got to sit down with John Kander making this album and making the documentary, and he was just so generous with his time. And we, you know, we just had to do something by that wonderful duo. And, you know, Chicago is one of the most iconic shows they've ever done. And you know, it's just, you know, it harks back to that old Jolson thing with the beginning of the, you know, the great old entertainers. Is everybody here? Is everybody ready? And then just, you know, we just had to have girls sing on the album as well. We had a little chorus of girls there. But it's a feel-good song, and it's a great way to end.
All righty then. Well, thank you so much, David Campbell. Thank you for waking up on the West Coast so early to speak with us.
I got a six-month-old. I was already awake.
Okay, fair enough. Well, go back to Leo, and thanks again. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Lee.
Here's David Campbell from On Broadway and All I Care About here on Anything Goes.
Is everybody here? Is everybody ready? Hit it, Rob. I don't care about expensive things, cashmere coats, diamond rings, don't mean a thing. All I care about is love, that's what I'm here for. I don't care for wearing silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats, don't mean a thing. All I care about is love. Give me two eyes of blue, softly saying,
I need you.
Let me see her standing there, and honest mister, I'm a millionaire. I don't care for any fine attire, Vanderbilt, might admire. No, no, not me. All I care about is love. It may sound odd, but all I care about is love. That's what I'm here for.
Boo 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 boo.
Honest to God, all I care about is
love.
Show me long raven hair flowing down about to there. When I see her running free, well, keep your money, that's enough for me. About is doing a guy that's picking on you, twisting the wrist that's turning the screw.